Dan Nash has thrown plenty of pitches at the ballpark. He earns a nice living, but he's not throwing baseballs. Rather, he's pitching a product much the way he's done since 1980. It should be baseball season right now, so we take a look back at this story on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
Dan Nash says he was always a baseball fan, and so it just made sense that as a teenager, he would take a job in 1980 as a vendor for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, I get to watch baseball a little bit, make some money, figured I would work out here high school and college and then be done with it.
Over the years, Nash has become well known in Kansas City because he throws the product he sells.
I really try to make it a point when somebody with their family wants a bag of peanuts, throw it to the kid. That just makes their night.
Over time, it has become a tradition for Royals fans to have their peanuts thrown to them. In fact, if Dan is too close to them, they may request he leave and make a longer throw.
There are people out here that give me the money and say, okay, go ahead, throw it to me when you get another section or two over. So they know the deal.
Dan has so many fans requesting he throw peanuts to them, it can be difficult to remember exactly where he needs to go collect the money.
Well, you don't throw too many out. I'm not smart enough to remember more than about four or five people. You throw four or five, and I'll forget who I threw it to by the time I get around there, because it may be 2 minutes later, it may be 5 minutes later. People will stop me and say, hey, you forgot to get my money. And I always tell them, I trust the honesty of baseball fans.
Dan says that fans seem to be honest, even when he forgets to collect money from someone for several innings.
And I've even had people 2 innings later or the next time I come around say, hey, you forgot to get my money last time. Give me the money, and all's well.
Dan has been known to throw peanuts into the second and third decks here at Kauffman Stadium, and we'll have that part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.